It is 9 a.m., and we are involved, the commissioner here and myself, Commissioner Walker is absent, for the 9 a.m. general discussion of the Board of County Commissioners. We only have one topic. Item number two was tabled. Item one is the request for reimbursement. And we have, it's a very good point. Today's date is August 2nd of 2016, a Tuesday.
Not your fault. We've got the calendar.
Would you like to read your thought for the day?
It's good. It's a good one.
No man is a failure who is enjoying life. When you're reading something from Al Capone, that's probably not the best thing.
Was that really? No way. I didn't read who wrote who.
Anyway, it is 9 a.m. and we can get underway. So, Mr. Hicks, you are the man. So, where are we at? What are we doing? Are you?
I'm happy to put some context. We don't do these very often. In fact, I've never done one specifically from Public Works, but I think you raised some points that we wanted to take the opportunity to address. The letter that we received, one of the reasons for probably delay is it's kind of in your camp if the client can move this along however you want. You asked for a meeting of the board, and that was following a meeting that you thought, well, we were going to have, and then it was canceled.
Yeah, that's because of our issues that we were...
It sounds like you've gone through a bunch of stuff along. That's been really challenging in this project. One of the things you cite in your thing is the fact that you're not a developer, so that also comes, but that's why you hire people, you hire engineers. So I wanted to just make a clarification for the letter that you sent. Public Works Director tells Rob Brandy's sitting here that we can call off today's meeting and that it was canceled by me. It was just I understood that there was no reason for a meeting to go forward. So I can't just cancel a meeting. I just felt
right. That was just what I was told, was that it was canceled because issues were resolved.
There was some sort of an agreement to move forward, and we were happy about that, hoping that that's the case.
Well, that was the same agreement that was a year prior, if I remember correctly. It was right before we met with the county commissioners, this deal was struck, which I had no knowledge of.
Yeah, well, suffice to say, from my perspective, this is a classic situation of miscommunication and misunderstanding of what both sides are doing. So,
I'm out of the loop, is what was kind of irritating. Since an old engineer was... You know, Justin.
Sure.
Since he
was
left, and then we got a new one, then things kind of took like a step backwards. You know, and then they're not as good at communicating as Justin is. Yeah. Justin's excellent at communication. Mm-hmm. You know, and so I've been having issues with that too. And then to try to deal with the public works, I have to go through an engineer, and he goes with them, and then they talk to him, and then he talks to me, and then it's just like, this is ridiculous.
Lawyers is supposed to end.
That's the next step, and I don't want to go there. You know, that's the bad thing, because I don't know after a while, you don't know what else to do.
Yeah, right, and that is appreciated, the wanting to get it done without having to go through all those.
Well, we're trying to work at getting things done before the commissioner's meeting that we had scheduled, because I didn't want to go to you guys and take your time off.
Yeah, right. So where are we at now? I see your letter. I'm familiar with the history of this whole thing, but where are we at?
As far as I know, but that's I just have whatever my engineer tells me, you know, that Chuck has agreed that we can put the trail now on the fire access road, I guess. That's what he said. But that's the same thing. He said, and I don't know for positives, what...
Well,
because the hiking trail
thing...
We
should be able to delineate all of this stuff out on paper. So
Because the hiking trail's been it's not... Because the engineer, well, Justin, I guess, I don't know how it ended up being that we had to have a hiking trail. But my whole condition with that was who assumes liability of it if somebody gets hurt on it, because it's going to be...
Is it on your property?
It's going to be put on somebody's property. when I sell a piece of property, then that hiking trail is supposed to be.
That wasn't really referenced in your letter too much. The trail.
No,
that was before, or that's something.
That was in there in the negotiation.
Is there currently a hiking trail there now?
No.
Okay.
The location that Justin proposed was underneath power lines.
What's the purpose of the hiking trail?
To go from one subdivision to the other.
It was a low-cost way to keep additional pedestrian traffic off North Applegate Road. The presumption being you've got a couple of neighborhoods being built up here, or what do you want to call them, developments up on the hill. Folks that are wanting to use that instead to go to the nearby houses can do that instead of North Applegate.
But then somebody has assumed the liability and the upkeep of the whole trail, because it's going to be on your property.
How far would you have to walk on North Applegate?
I don't know how far it would be, but just the idea being we don't want people walking on North Avenue,
sure,
because that eventually triggers a widening, which we're still right. I think that's kind of symptomatic of how this whole project is gone. And the liability concerns never got back to us. And I think I don't want to throw anybody under the bus.
I know, see, that's,
here,
the,
but
that's the thing.
Well, that's a consideration.
We just go talk to you.
No, that's a consideration with suggesting that we put it someplace. All we're doing is shifting liability from us to somebody else, obviously. That's really what it does. It shifts
right.
It to some property owner. And without an existing trail there already, there's no eminent domain for people who are using it right now. That would be, well, that's where the trail's going to go, is right where it has been.
I don't even remember what the condition talked about in terms of maintenance. I don't think there was any expectation of maintenance. It was just...
Well, and then there was just a few things that I wish that I could talk to you about or you about instead of going through the engineer for extra costs.
Can you help me... Where are we at today as far as Mr. Wicks being able to do what he wants to do? Because my last memory of this is we're sitting here talking, and we all stood up, and we all blessed one another, and it was great. We're moving ahead.
Yeah. Right now, my understanding, again, I'm not CCS, so I'm assuming what they didn't, but we're now to the point of waiting for CCS to submit construction plans.
Yeah, the construction documents is where.
Yeah.
On what?
On the subdivision. Or the partition. Yeah, the road, the lot layout, all that.
So, we haven't seen construction plans for something that we've been working on for almost 2 years, or the new construction plans?
We have not seen construction plans. This has all been through the land use planning process.
Okay.
But there's a lot of, I don't know, because I don't get to get involved in the discussions of it so much, but it's my money, my property, my
sure.
time, you know.
Other than that,
I have no investment in it.
People keep talking about stuff.
Yeah. Well, and then, you know, the whole thing with the widening on our side of the road I've been having a hard time with, because the cost to the county would be so huge by dynamiting out the cement anyway, or the bluffs and moving the ditch.
Yeah.
And I couldn't figure that out. And then the way my engineer's been talking, that North Applegate widening is something that's going to happen soon. It's what the impression he's getting. And so then it goes to...
I mean, we don't have money to do maintenance on our own roads, let alone...
And then there's Fish Hatchery Road that's...
...project like that. And it's not on a priority list that I've seen or probably ever will see.
And I never told Justin that it was...
I don't know, widening of Applegate Road, that just really concerns me how it's an issue out there at all.
Well, and then so then you put a school bus turnout in, okay,
and
whatever
that
costs.
Logical. Yeah.
Okay, so then the school bus turnout, when they widen North Applegate Road, are they going to destroy it to move it? So why do you put it in before the widening if you're going to just tear it out? Why spend thousands of dollars doing something you're going to tear it out?
How many subdivisions are you permitted for? I mean...
I'm only asking for two lots at the present, but...
You're permitted to do...
Six. Well, no, they have it so it's handcuffed me to five, which is fine, you know.
Based on the Deer Winter Range? Or was that the board's approval of five?
No, it was...
The road that they chose to build.
Well, plus I have it that
so you,
I
so
was...
So five is total. So you're looking to put in four additional houses or five?
Four, yeah, because there's one there
right,
already.
Right.
Okay. And I think the whole concept with the North Applegate widening started from the initial meeting with Glenn and Justin, whatever it's been, 2 years, and it was more just a matter of us trying to say there is a point in the future where something triggers that road being widened. Nobody's ever said, hey, yeah, that's going to happen, but it's more a matter of saying how do we somehow try to equitably assess part of these fixes or delay it further on a three-lot subdivision. So one of the things would be like a walking path. Can we keep folks off? Can we put a bus stop to keep it wide?
But that would have been nice. At the first parts of discussion, it was North Applegate widening was a big issue. It was, I was told that it was going to be a huge issue, that I had to allow for it, that I had to do it. I have documentation proving that, not with me, but
well,
that I had to literally
accommodate.
Widen the road myself. So don't say that it wasn't.
But Glenn, the flip side of that was what we also said was unless your engineer could propose a modification, giving that off the table.
And
so we can't propose that modification. So that's where if Justin made it sound like some modification was impossible to then keep this kind of brinksmanship to say it's got to be wide or nothing, I'm sorry, that's kind of a client-engineer relationship. But we're not going to propose
it's a requirement based on your development. Being that I don't see it, it's not in our step plan. It's not in a plan we have.
But I'm sure.
But the problem was is the new proposed road would be so steep. If we didn't somehow address that now, we would have to in the future. If the road was widened,
would it be widened in the lower, in the easier section?
We don't know. I mean, do you?
Yeah, I do.
If you go out.
I don't mean to be, but you're not gonna. If you have a rock and a hard spot. Or if you don't have a hard spot, that's where you widen a road.
And it takes
all
the inside
corner. You build a bridge in the shortest distance
of a
riverbank. You build a tunnel in the shortest distance between a mountain. You don't pick...
Depending on what the horizontal alignment is and the total cost of the project, there are ifs.
Sure.
And so...
But that's a lot of if for a long time away.
So again, so that's why our initial discussion is... The engineer and the applicant coming in provide a modification plan. We're not going to provide that, otherwise, at that point, we're engineering your project for
this. I just don't know why we're conditioning a project to something that is so far out there. How many other driveway approaches on North Applegate have we conditioned with the widening element?
Well, this isn't a driveway, this is a public road.
Sure.
We have not done any other development out on North Applegate with a new road in my time here.
And it's so like what perpetuates widening the road?
The
more development?
The issue we had was all of the school buses and all of the trucks that are on there, the vineyards out there, the kids riding bikes out there. We received quite a bit of complaints about North Applegate not being wide enough.
Sure.
And the safety.
Okay.
It's a hard spot because, it's in some ways... Glenn was a bit of a test case. The first public road that's been added, proposed to be added out there in years, and it is there's no denying that North Applegate is not the safest road in the county by a long stretch. It's got
and
a lot
Caves
of
Highway.
It's got a lot of challenges.
There are three people that have died in the last year, but they're not widening Caves Highway.
Oh, it's big though.
I've given you an example of
a
road in Josephine County that is not going to see an accommodation.
But currently, we're not proposing to widen North Applegate because we came up with
it.
Well, we came up with a solution for what?
Right.
Right.
It just seems odd, and I'm trying to look at it from both perspectives.
Mm-hmm.
But to condition this applicant, it's the first one that we've done since you've been here, and you're responsible for the infrastructure in Josephine County
and
looking to the future. But it seems like a lot of this hinges, his first paragraph and something I've heard, is the widening element, and that you have to provide an alternative to widening North Applegate. When it's not, it doesn't seem like it's necessarily, it won't happen in my lifetime. Let's be realistic here. And when it does happen, we'll pay for it with public dollars. And he should probably accommodate for part of it because he's adding to the congestion. It would be a cost incurred by making that accommodation. We can't predict for everything that's going to be out there. And this seems to be a big stretch for me, that we're capturing the North Applegate and trying to account for it and figuring out a way to do it that doesn't have moving. I think the bus turnout was a perfect solution. And it would be accommodated in the road, the widening of the road. The bus thing wouldn't just go away, Mr. Wicks. Whatever you do to accommodate that widening of the road would just be the widening of the road. The bus thing would probably go away.
Yeah.
You're not going to do both. You're just going to get one or the other. Right. So that seemed like a perfectly reasonable expectation. But school enrollment in Three Rivers is declining by probably 20% overall in the last couple of years. I mean, so that's not, there isn't more bus or traffic out there. It's the same.
Well, and then one of the spots we started, we had a meeting, I can't remember when it was now, we've had so many different things, but we had a meeting with you and Chuck and Neil and Nora and Justin and I, and we decided that all we had to do was signage. That was it, you know, and that was perfect. And then that went away, and back to widening North Applegate Road again. After the engineer had to go in and produce documents about what kind of signs, what, you know, they had to meet federal standards, state standards, whatever. And all that went away, and we was back to widening the North Applegate Road. So to keep thinking that North Applegate Road widening wasn't an issue, it has been the controlling issue. For some reason, it's just been this, because now when we put the new road in, we still got to allow for the widening of North Applegate Road. We have to put it into our road approach, you know.
I don't remember the timing or anything, so at that very first meeting, we also talked about probably wouldn't be the best idea to use LIDAR to put in the road and the culvert, right? And went ahead and did it, and that did not fit the profile for the widening.
But we moved the road, and we still could. I mean, all that's been addressed because, you know, there's so many different issues. I'm not even an engineer or anything, but you get so involved in this stuff, you start researching and doing stuff.
Right.
And doing some legwork. And so the House Bill 2297 that I showed you that sets the state standard for the roads is 15 miles per hour. Well, Chuck said the county one is 25 miles per hour, but you can't lower the speed limit on North Applegate because only the state can set speed limits. So what is it? You know, what, as a general layman person, what would you say if somebody told you that? Well, the state sets the speed limit. Okay, the state has it in a bill at 15 miles per hour. Why don't we use that? Makes my road approach easier. It makes the average grade better. It makes less cutting, less cost. Why don't we use it?
You're trying to build a road to accommodate 25 miles an hour.
And
well, the approach is at 15. The rest is at 25.
But it's just weird. This is like, you know, you get the state law that you can go back on and say, well, if it's an issue that the county might assume a liability or you yourself might be held personally responsible, say, all you do is say, well, it's a state law. The state's responsible.
Or we change it. If the engineer says that it isn't safe to go 25, then we lower it to 15.
That's what the state says, 15. But Chuck did lower it down to 20 from 25, so it helped us get it over the
does that make sense? I mean,
the biggest thing on the approach was if you're coming off of North Applegate, which I presume is people are driving 60 probably plus, but just use 60 as probably an example. If you're in the dark making a left-hand turn onto a road, are you going to assume are you going to drop down to 10 miles an hour to make that turn coming off that road as a driver?
And 15?
Would you drop to 15 to make a corner?
Let's use what we're saying here. So if the speed limit's 55, I drive out there once a week. And so I would say that I don't know that people go 60 the whole way because there's a lot of curves.
I understand.
It varies anywhere between 25 and 60. Yeah. I don't know this area.
The average traffic counts we had there once, it was 48 one way and 52 the other. They're humping.
Yeah.
And so you can't design something for a theoretical low. I mean, if you're driving and you make a corner, watch your speeds as you make the corners coming off of a 55 mile an hour road, you're not at 10.
Right.
Especially if there's traffic.
But I don't decide to turn at an average speed, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm going to turn left, so I slow down.
You've got to think of, but again, you know, all the folks that have never been out there, winery traffic, bigger traffic. A perfect example would be, think of if Pinecrest Upper River did not have a turn lane there. People bombing down there, and all of a sudden, oh, there's Pinecrest, I got to hit that. And so some accommodation has to be made to get people down a reasonable speed to make that turn up the steep hill quickly. So, yeah, we can't design for folks that know it and do it every day. You got to take into account.
And we don't design for, I mean, there's going to be some kid trying to make it at 40. I mean, that's going to happen. And to try to make it for a reasonable turn. And 20 is probably a reasonable turn coming off of a 55.
and that's what we decided on.
So you've decided on that?
That's what the engineer and I have agreed on. I don't know if they've relayed that to you.
Yeah, that was one of the things that...
How long ago was that decided?
I don't know.
Six months, eight months?
That's probably...
It was back when Justin was still there, so it's been a little while.
Yeah, if Justin was there.
Doesn't that seem like something that would have been 2 years ago, basically? You need to accommodate for a 20-mile-an-hour... I thought you reduced the speed to 15, but you're saying the off-ramp, so to speak, needed to be...
That's 20. The critical part to me, is coming off the highway or the roadway.
But then all those driveways that go on out there, if it's an issue where somebody's going to rear in somebody or not, going to slow down enough for the driveways out there, some of them are, they're at the wrong angle. They're not at a 90.
Most of those probably aren't even permitted.
So they... they're going to turn at almost 0 to 5 miles per hour on theirs.
Right. I hear you. I mean, I readily
to do one
taking a right or a left off of there. That's the same, same road. And there's hundreds of cars that turn in there every Thursday, and I'm sure that's an accident waiting to happen. But people are stopped riding the road. But it's a straight stretch. That's the nice thing. It's yours is straight.
Mm-hmm. That's about
straight.
You can see it from quite a ways.
You can use examples of other access points. Now yours has a steep slope, as a safety cautionary type of a thing.
The good thing is it has two lanes. That has two lanes going off, which will help keep the traffic flowing a little bit faster than a driveway. And it's not gravel; it's paved. So I think that's what Chuck's right, that people at least will maybe go a little bit faster onto the road instead of going to their driveway at 30.
Or coming around the corner, somebody stops
sometimes
going to the driveway.
We're trying to find the sweet spot between mitigating liability, doing something that fits into a book, and then not using too much examples of what's existing on that road and what works. What's Nothing's ideal. People drive too fast, and we can't accommodate for everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can set the speed limit to 45, and they're still going to go 60. It doesn't matter. They're going to do what they want to do.
And there's a huge green book. I told the engineer, I told Cy after Justin left, to reemphasize to Cy, anything in that book applies. And I think that's when they came back. And I said, even a lighted intersection, if that's what you need, we would look at that and accept that. And that's in what they said. Oh, yeah.
Like a stoplight?
No, traffic, or not traffic light, but area light.
Yeah.
And they could...
Just to illuminate...
To illuminate the intersection. Yeah. And then you go down to your city standards, and it significantly changes what they can do. And it's not that we mandated the street light, but it's like... That's an option, and that buys you a lot if that's something you want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you're looking for a specific reimbursement here of $18,000 for design work that was supposed to accommodate the widening of Applegate.
I feel after the sign issued, and I started taking things really personal. I mean, I was a year into everything, and I can't talk to anybody because I got to go through my engineer, and then it's $250 an hour or whatever. It gets to be a little costly.
There's a balance between what you have to do because you've hired,
right?
And I'm not going to feel responsible for Justin leaving. I think he does quality work. He communicates well. The lack of that from your current...
That's why I didn't want to ask for everything, because there's a lot of it that's on me, and my stupidity for one. And
well, it's kind of like getting a degree as a developer. You probably should go do another one of these after you've done this one, because you know what you're doing now. That's what they do, is they...
Either that or play Russian roulette.
Hard enough.
Russian roulette's a fun game. I learned a lot. It wasn't as easy as what I thought about getting your property rezoned and then just selling 5 acres off.
And I don't know know if you had heard, Julian, but we talked to Cy late last week. He didn't know about the, you know, the meeting or the something else. So
that's the whole thing too. I told Max 3 or 4 times
about
the meeting.
Yeah. This one today.
And he goes, "Oh, tell me how what happens after you're done with it." It's like, okay.
Yeah.
Thanks, Max.
Well, and Cy did say that, you know, he was on the road this week and wanted to try and get this one postponed so he could talk to you first, which obviously couldn't. I said that needs to be, that just needs to happen. But
I had a meeting with him, but
yeah. So I said he had a meeting. He's going to meet with you and talk about kind of the timeline of what they've spent to get, you know, to get where.
Yeah, we did that. Kind of.
As far as
I don't want to just give you a check to go right to your engineer, because that doesn't really make sense to me. As being fair, it sounds as though you're. It doesn't sound, and I don't want to say anything negative about your engineer, but it sounds like it's a real challenge of communicating with, you know, finding a solution.
It's a whole different thing after adjustment.
Yeah, and I don't want to just shift the blame, but there's a balance there between, you know, honestly, they're the project manager, and they should be managing this based on your expectations. It says, this is what I have to spend for you. Can you get it done with that? Can they come out? This isn't the first road they've ever built.
No.
So
it's just all the stumbling blocks about, you know, I have to do signage. Well, first we didn't have to do anything the first time we met with Public Works.
To me, like, Public Works has given you, these are our concerns about the off-ramp, so to speak, speed. How you choose to accommodate them is really up to you. And I think the Green Book that you referenced, Chuck, sometimes you don't put stuff in context. I don't know what the Green Book is. That's the AASHTO book that gives you options for how to accommodate, you know, this concern. And
right.
I'm not going to tell you how to do that.
See, I don't mind that part. But when you first start out, number one, right out of the blocks, you go to Public Works, you have concerns, you hire Justin. This is before we put in our application.
Mm-hmm.
And we go in and meet with the engineer. Chuck wasn't available. It was Neil and Nora. We met with them, had a lengthy meeting with them discussing the problems with what, because widening North Applegate Road was an extreme concern right then.
Right.
They wanted us to do it. And so we went and asked if we could address it in the second part, if we did a second part of the subdivision.
Sure.
Everybody was fine with it. So then we proceeded, filed all of our stuff, and then North Applegate Road becomes this demon in the room with us, you know.
Well, it seems weird that you get a definitive on Nora and Neil, who don't have the authority to give you.
Well, I don't know all of this.
He has the authority.
The concern on the second.
That's not your fault.
Right. The concern on doing the frontage improvements with the second phase is all of your frontage lots. The
road.
Your frontage lots were on North Applegate, were part of the first phase.
I figured this out.
Yeah, and if you sold it, then you couldn't do any work on those lots.
Right.
So I figured that part out. But it was just that whole thing.
Was an easement.
Because the whole thing is that
for future development, you know, future road construction.
Right. But, you know, and
there's ways to skin this cat that aren't really that complicated.
Well, we could have done like we're doing right now back then. We could have allowed for widening of North Applegate Road in our approach. You know, if that was truly where we were headed, is that we'll deal with this later. We could have been way ahead in my book.
Actually, Justin fought doing the road alignment for future, right? Vertical grade.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's been the hard part. I feel like those early meetings, it's kind of like a pre-op meeting at plan. You're talking about what could and potentially couldn't work. And we send Justin away to say, hey, these are some ideas. These are, you know, maybe you need to find out a way to get there. And the typical response we get was, well, there's just no damn way to get there. And so I use that word brinksmanship earlier. That's kind of what it felt like was, yep, they're telling us we've got to widen it. There's no way. Well, no, you need to go find a way to be creative. We're not going to engineer this for you. And so I think there was more of a disconnect there.
Well, and then we moved the road to figure, you know, fix all that. But eventually he moved the whole road over 80 foot or whatever.
Yeah.
Right through my only 2 stands of timber that I have. So, you know, that was.
So where are we at? Yeah. Where are we at at this point? Well, I'll ask that. Where are we at this point?
I think as far as a project getting developed, whatever the heck, I think we've moved forward. I mean, this letter was back on May 3rd, and I think it sounds like with the streetlight and everything else that I think we're pretty dang close. I mean, have you talked to Cy recently on that?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. I talked to Max because Cy, it's weird because Cy doesn't seem to have much input in anything. Maybe him and Max talk about stuff that I don't know.
I don't know, yeah.
Because whenever I talk down there, I just call and ask for Max.
Yeah.
And I'll talk to Cy about it.
I mean, I haven't seen the construction plans, but I think all the hurdles have been dotted. And, you know, I don't know what the plans will look like.
Well, I was having some of my big issues, but, you know, the engineer's still going forward with whatever, but some of my big issues were the trail, a 5-foot-wide gravel trail when the county hiking trails are 3-foot-wide, non-gravel, Forest Service trail's the same, BLM trail's the same.
Again, that's what Justin proposed. And we just
5-foot-wide gravel? Yeah. Justin would propose that. That's like a road.
That's what Justin proposed.
Justin proposed. We just said we want a path.
Because he wanted, when him and I talked, we wanted to have the trail go up the where the fire access road is going to be. Because why do we have to have a fire access road connecting the two properties and a hiking trail connecting the two properties? You know, and then who assumes liability?
Yeah.
I don't want to assume liability if somebody, some kid comes down on a bicycle and comes off, hits a tree because he was on my trail.
I don't think you want it turned into like a dirt bike trail. No. So if it's 5 feet wide and
gravel base.
I don't want to speak ill of those that aren't here, but it sounds like not everything was getting back to you either. And I can tell you, I've got the email from Cy here, and he's talking about they're prepared to write off some of the fees to you to satisfy some of that stuff. He didn't hear that from me, but there probably is an offer forthcoming. So, I mean, I would propose, do you want to meet with CCSD where they get, and then we revisit this? I mean, I'm not entirely opposed to the idea of saying we can figure out some way to. I'm not at all going to say yeah, we're on the hook for whatever it was.
Well, I didn't even understand that this was what this meeting was about. I just had a few issues to go over with.
Yeah,
Simon. That monetary thing was just like
kind of
whatever happened.
Address your request. And my expectation was that you would get some progress between that meeting and now, and that we would have some things worked out to where you could say, okay, these things happened. This is what's going forward. I like Commissioner Hex, and he's going to ask it again before we're done, is where are we now?
Right.
Because I'm not so sure he got 100% answer. Well, but I think we're making progress there.
This is just a hearsay thing. But I think that between Chuck and Cy, I guess, I don't know who
Max, and Justin.
But Chuck did say that we could make the fire access road and the hiking trail one and the same, but I don't know if that
sounds great.
It could.
And that was where
the only thing I said was, it just to add to that, the only thing I said was, as long as your neighboring parcel was also agreeable,
and so
that the connection would actually work.
And that was where I kept on the engineers about.
Yeah.
You can't just throw a trail in and then tell the neighbors, hey, by the way, you're going to have to tie into a hiking trail here. So, and Justin said, this is back to the whole he said, she said thing again.
Yeah.
But Justin told me that the only reason he put the hiking trail on the power access road, because it would be like 70% slope in one spot, was just to make it to where, because Public Works wanted to know, where's the hiking trail? Where's this hiking trail going to be? So he said he just threw it in there for then. And then he'd iron that out, because then at least it was thrown on someplace, you know.
Yeah. And see, that's part of the problems is when he does something and then comes back later and says, oh, now we can't
move it.
I need to move it. And that, you know, if we conditioned it as Justin proposed, then suddenly we have something adopted perhaps by the board that I can't change.
Right.
Because Justin's already said, I want it here, and I don't know where it was to the appeal that you guys heard. I don't remember the details on that. Well, that we came to an agreement, and then
I never heard any of the details on that.
I haven't either.
So, but
I don't know.
But I'm just saying that if it was the agreement was, and whatever Justin's testimony was, I can't change what the board has said. Yes, we've accepted. So hopefully Justin didn't say, oh, we're just going to throw the path on the power, and we're fine with that. Because if he said that testimony that the board accepted,
luckily we got to go to that.
Well, are you referencing the land use hearing?
Yeah, the land use appeal that you guys heard that we came to the that was when the path was decided, and just before that. And we walked in and said we've come to an agreement, and I know Justin stood up. I can't remember if you stood up or if Justin just looked at you.
Oh.
Yeah, Justin just.
Yeah. And then said, we've come to a conclusion. I don't remember what the testimony was from Justin, but if Justin says it has to go here, and now ZCS or whoever says we can't put it there, it's out of my hands. It goes back to the board. And so when Justin makes the comments and, like, we'll put it there just because I needed a place to put it. Well, it would have been better if he would have said, well, either then do it here, mm-hmm. or someplace.
We're in the writing, at least the location was the director's decision. Excuse me, the narrative of it was that it would be dealt with after the McMahon subdivision,
okay.
the location of the trail in the paragraph. In
okay,
the,
okay. Like I said, I just.
And if it helps, I've met with Polly for about 3 hours, probably been 18 months ago or more, with the McMahons mm-hmm. and their engineers. We had a Sunday meeting, and the only place that we came into agreement with the trail was, they said they would allow the hiking trail if we could keep it on the fire access road.
Yeah, and if there's nothing contradictory, I'm happy with that.
Right, and when you said... Because that's what I told Max. Well, this is perfect because when I met with them, we both came into agreement, fire access road, and if Chuck's in agreement with us, finally we have one thing that's
yeah, I mean, that's what
a plus.
Because honestly, I'm not so sure how much a trail is going to get used. But if it is there, that it's an option to keep pedestrians off Apple Grade, that's great. But if you consolidate it, at least maybe it's getting used for something.
Yeah.
So... But you're just absolutely right. If the board said something, if it's going to be here, then we don't even have the authority until we are in a meeting. Like, this wouldn't matter if it was here to change that. So
I'm going to read that.
Publicly noticed all that hearing.
Well, let me go back and look at it. And again, I just don't remember the language. So
I'm pretty sure that the planner's director, said that it was, because that was another one of my things. It was like, well, how can we put it on? Because in the same paragraph, it said we needed to put it, show
well,
it on our
it
final plat.
Whatever the board said, it doesn't matter what the planning director did.
Yeah. Unless you guys sent it back to the planning director.
They did. They did, that's right. Because it was a
you
assignment.
You remember this at all? I haven't been here as long or heard as many. You should have this one
time. Fresh in my mind.
Right? yesterday.
This is the kind of stuff.
I don't remember. But it doesn't matter.
I'm not in your situation, obviously. But
he's living this.
It's easy for me to say this is the kind of stuff that drives me absolutely nuts.
It does me too.
He says that every day.
Yeah. The county drives you.
Because theoretically, you know, the difficulty, allow my synopsis here, the difficulty is you get partner one, partner two, and the unspoken, unaccountable partner, who is your engineer. And so, you know, we say, they say, you say, but who is saying what is enforceable or what is defensible? I remember sitting here, we talked about all the kind of stuff, and we came to some conclusions, and everybody parted friends and smiling, and great, we're moving ahead.
Yeah.
Well, we moved ahead for 27 seconds, and then this thing fell back on something else again. And that's where, I mean, my question is using it in a positive way, not a pejorative way. But where in the heck are we at? When we walk out that door, we close the door, where are we at today? I mean, what is the settling point for today? Mr. Wicks can walk out the door and say, this item 1, 2, 3 has been determined. I know where I'm going to go today. What are you going to do? What is he supposed to do?
We're fine with everything that ZCS has proposed.
And I heard that.
And right now we're waiting for a final design from ZCS so we can evaluate it for the standards. And if they meet standards, then we're on our way to construction.
But I just think, is the bus turnout...
the best turnout, you know, the width of the road, the grading of the road, the culvert.
The road they have to build, not over the north.
Correct. The culvert over the canal, the turnaround.
Yeah, the hammerhead.
Yeah.
All of those
which we
carried
from
there,
the big round ones. So
putting them in construction plans.
Yeah, how to build it. Because so far,
you said that, you know, is the ditch fine where it is, or are they going to have to move the ditch?
Without final plans, I can't 100% state it. I believe it's okay based on the stuff I have from CCS. But again, if they come back and say, you know, the road's going right through the middle of the ditch,
right, that's the
road. Then, you know, I can't say today that everything's perfect, but I can say I don't see any red flags.
For those parameters that you said, you have to do a bus turnout, you have to put in a light.
That's an option that they proposed, and we said, yes, you can do that.
Great. That's what Commissioner Heck is looking for. What are those definitive things that you said? This plant, if it includes these things, is okay.
Yeah.
And what are those things?
The last plan I got.
Have you ever delineated those specifically out in writing that says, these are the things that I need to see in a plan? How you accommodate them, I don't...
The last plan they submitted, we've sat there and said, there's, you know, they didn't show the street light, but they indicated they're going to put a street light in.
So you drew on it and said, must well, include
I
street light?
I emailed them.
Okay.
And other than that, right now, we're looking fine. Again, not knowing
what... I'm just trying to provide clarity to Mr. Wicks, and I think Keith... Commissioner Heck, so that when the next time it's like, oh, you guys didn't do this. Well, I didn't, you know, I didn't want to
do it. Right, but I don't want to sound like a cop-out, but ZCS knows the county standards. They know the K values. They know the maximum. But they know these kinds of things. So if they submit a plan that don't meet those, they can't come back and act surprised. Well, what do you mean we can't?
Yeah.
And then I think they tell Glenn, well, the county's being honored. Well, no, it's not quite the way it works.
Max appears to be fine with every comment we've made and with everything. I haven't seen, obviously, the path, although I just need to know where it is. I'm not going to inspect the path, so I just need to, here's what the path's on. There's a few things that they still need to check off, but the last plan looked fine. And again, they had a couple of items, the path, the street light to address.
Any other things?
Not that I remember.
Well, you don't sound that confident.
I did have a concern that I voiced to Justin a long, long time ago, and that was there was a well, and there's an easy fix to it, but there's a well in the proposed PUE. And basically, I said you need to figure out how to address that, whether it's to move the well or to move the PUE. And he said, I will address that. I haven't seen that, but that would be on the final plat. So, because you can't bore a gas line or power or phone or whatever through a well or through a well house. So that will, and I'm not proposing that you have to move the well, but it always is an option, or you can move the PUE just around it.
It's not, I don't know what you're talking about.
There's a public utility too.
Justin potentially coming back saying, God, the county's being honored about this well.
The PUE is where the phone and the cable and the gas, and I know you don't have it all out there.
Yeah,
along your frontage. Your Justin's plan showed your well house inside that line, those lines. And you can't put a power line or anything.
Could put a restriction there for that. So no, that's
yeah, hard. But you could put the PUE come down and then go around and then.
Right.
You could. And that would be acceptable to me.
We just don't want to presume to tell ZCS what's the best for another plan.
Yes. And I mentioned that to Justin 2 years ago.
I remember him saying, because my concern was with the widening of North Applegate, when we took a tape measure and started measuring things, that the well was going to hit within the ditch bank, the daylighting, he called it, or whatever.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, the well, it's like, well, you know, why do, you know, there was just some of that stuff was kind of like, what?
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think part of it was one of them was septic line was close too. If I remember properly.
Yeah, I didn't see that degree of detail.
So going back to your question, Commissioner, I think it sounds like from a construction plan submittal standpoint, it's moving along well.
Slow. That's a better word.
Yeah. Yeah.
2 years or whatever.
But we've been waiting for ZCS for construction plans now for...
I've been waiting.
Yeah.
After 2 years, when do you think you'd be put on more towards the front of there? That's what I kept telling them. Why, how come I'm putting on the back burner? More money someplace else. That's what
back in,
is all about.
Back in May, I think it was May when I talked to Matt Fox. Yeah. Yeah, I was anticipating construction this summer.
Me too.
Yeah. Okay, but now, illustratively, we started off with 75 different points here. We're down to like two or three. Mm-hmm. And that improvement is simply coming because we've talked and tried to figure out what's going on. Mm-hmm. Are there things that you need to provide or could provide or that you would like to have provided, definitive statements in writing that this needs to be done or we would like to see this done before another step could be taken? Or do we just rise up and say, okay, and I'm saying this is the way we ended the last meeting. We talked, everybody's doing great, we're on the same page, let's move this thing forward, okay, hurrah. And we had, you know,
I think that's what we have to. I mean, we'll provide comments when we get the construction plans. Otherwise, we're getting...
But I'm not anticipating
to
chance upon this.
Okay, and the only thing that is necessary for you to receive the plans, that's in Glenn's court.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that's supposedly now they'll have them to you before September. No. It was July. Mm-hmm. As soon as I filed for the extension, the 2-year extension, then they just backed right off. Yeah. It's like, why did you get...
And we made our last comments. I want to say May, but time kind of flies as I get older. So I, you know, it could have been.
It's already tomorrow in my world.
I know,
so. Okay. Yeah. So, but are you satisfied with where this thing is today, right now?
Yeah, as long as it stays there.
Yeah.
Because to me, everything's been moving.
Right.
Backward, forward, backward, forward, backward, forward.
But you're satisfied. I mean, we don't have any problems. You need to have this yet before this can be done.
I understand that that's what, I know that that's what they need now.
What happens after you get the construction plans and say they're just fine? You don't have hardly any comments.
We just let the engineer know. He makes whatever minor changes, and they get signatures from all the different agencies. And then they give us copies, and we have a pre-construction meeting with the contractor and the developer, and then they start construction. There's a few other minor little steps.
Mm-hmm. Is there a window for construction on stuff like that? I know that we don't...
No, I mean, I would be...
They don't pave much past...
Once they do
major projects.
Well, they shut the plants down, basically, for winter. We don't tell contractors or developers they can't build in the winter. I have a hard time on a hillside. Personally, building it in like November, you could get it mostly done by October, you're probably okay.
Yeah.
Just because of the rains. I mean, you don't want to open it up. But we don't tell them they can't.
It can be a muddy mess.
Yeah.
But at least it goes into an irrigation ditch.
Which will blow out on the
right before my property every time.
Yeah.
Every time. It just starts seeping over, then blows out that same spot.
And maybe it needs a little sediment in the bottom of
it. Yeah. So, okay. Now, are you satisfied that everything that we need to talk about has been talked about today?
You know, I thought it was all talked about with Max previously.
Yeah.
But,
obviously it hasn't. But I mean, as far as you are concerned, Public Works is concerned.
I believe I'm comfortable saying that, you know, there's three small items, the PUE, the path, and the streetlight are the only three items I have not seen that I could say, that's pretty hunky-dory. The fine details may be some minor little things, but...
And those three items, we got kind of at least a verbal email head nod from DCS. So it looks like it's...
Okay.
It seems like it's going to be a challenge to site a street light between a road and an irrigation ditch.
No. It's just a, like a power pole is all it is. With a
I feel it could be done, but it seems like it could be challenging, especially next to a bus turnout anywhere in there.
Because you could set it back 50 feet from the intersection, and I don't remember offhand how far back your canal is, but I mean, all you have to do, what you're doing is you're lighting the area off the road, on the new road. Not you're not lighting the existing road.
And in the long run, it will help if you can put it in conjunction with the school bus turnout.
Yeah, exactly.
If you can put it like where the school bus turnout and the road intersect or something, then it would light the school bus turnout for kids.
Yeah. You know, and when Adam and I talked about the school bus turnaround, I said, just put it right there at the entrance, make it just as minimal impact as possible. and that's what I told him.
Max took it to a whole different degree. Oh. I had to go in there and, Max, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I mean, he had it.
Yeah.
Where the tall bank was, he wanted to take all the dirt off of that bank and put it there. I go, it's flat on the other side of the road. Why don't we put it where there's nothing?
Yeah, and what I said was, I just wanted to light up the school bus to sit beyond the fog line. Yeah, I don't care if it's that far beyond the fog line, but just beyond the fog line so that the kids could load and unload safely.
Mm-hmm. Great.
And honestly, if you came back and said there's no school bus possibly that could ever stop there because the route doesn't go there, because that was one of the questions I asked Justin. I said, does the school bus go through there? And he goes, oh, I'm sure it does.
Yeah, people say that they see it go by. My renter's there, so at least I know it goes by. Over to Missouri Flat probably, or Coobly or something.
So, because I don't want to condition a school bus turnout if the school bus will never use it.
Yeah, right.
I mean, that's a waste of money.
Good.
But
it's too simplistic.
But you know, if you build 20 lots, I mean, between you and your neighbor, I don't know how many lots they're proposing now, but they were looking at quite a few at one time. You know, you take the path down to the school bus. They all get on at one place. It's a safe place for the school bus to pull off.
Sure.
You know.
Yeah.
Okay. It works good in theory, but you know the school buses, right?
Yeah.
Because they're going to stop right at the end of the road that they put up.
Right.
Because most of their subdivision is clear over past the McMahons. This is quite a ways west of my property.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're going to have to stop there, too, at the end
of
that
road. And that policy may not be if you can't get off, you know, you stop in the middle of the roads where you don't allow.
Yeah. Or they may really like it.
Yeah, they may.
Yeah, but all those are variables that don't have anything to do with this situation. Well, right now, in that sense.
Right.
So are you satisfied where we have come to today, or do you have some other concerns?
No. To be honest, I was satisfied 2 years ago where we were.
Yeah, I know.
And so I got to be satisfied with each step because it was something that where I can actually start looking forward to doing something out there, you know. That's always a plus.
But you can walk out the door at this point and say, okay, these are going to be done because we know public works is satisfied, basically. You've got some little peripheral things that come up three concerns.
And they've been working through it, him and Max. I know that. I appreciate that.
Yeah. And like I told Max, I said, the street light, I don't care what it looks like. As long as it meets the standard for a lighted intersection, I don't care. I don't care if it's the cheapest light you have or a super ornate one.
Max does.
Well, Max.
But, let me tell you.
But, you know, I as far as public works is concerned, as long as it does the function that Cy or whoever's going to stamp it is going to say, yes, it meets the lighting standard, we're okay with that.
Yeah. Now, I'm fine with where everything is as long as it
actually gets done.
Yeah, and if we can keep it at this.
Sure.
That if you guys are alerted to know what's going on, not that I don't have total trust in the public works.
And honestly, for me, Mr. Wick, it kind of sounds like the engineers, project managers on this.
Well, they're mixed into it, too, but I can't assign total blame to them because I sat in on the meeting that signage was all we had to do and that this was all we had to do, and we'll put it off into the, you know, I've sat in on all those meetings, but what goes on between public works and my engineer, then, you know, I mean, I was finding things out that I was in the dark about that was just like, why wasn't I alerted to this stuff?
Yeah.
So why did you guys draw documents up without going through public works? Because I submitted, I don't know what kind of documents they do. Some kind of preliminary thing about the road stuff, but then it didn't allow for the widening of North Applegate, I believe. And so that was a cost. And then Chuck told him, well, where's the allowing for the widening of North Applegate? And it wasn't in the director's decision. So they didn't think that they had to worry about that.
Right. And that was a conversation I had with Justin when Justin had left right about that time. So he probably may not have related to Max. I don't know.
Well, see, then I went to planning, and planning, James Black told me that if it's not in the director's decision, you don't have to do it. Because I asked him about the widening of North Applegate, because it was a big issue to me. Because it was helping us. Mm-hmm. It was the difference between over the ditch and not over the ditch is where it was all lying, you know. And so he says, well, if it's not in the director's decision, you don't have to abide by it. Mm-hmm. I said, well, and so why am I abiding by it?
When you have correspondence with ZCS or whomever, is it part of the process that the landowner is CC'd on all the information?
Not from us.
No, I should be. They shouldn't have to do it.
I don't know. Ask the question.
If they emailed me, and let's just say they included you in the email,
mm-hmm.
I would reply back to all.
Right.
Yeah.
But if it's a conversation between ZCS and myself, sometimes I look at it as, you know, they're asking questions they may not want to let people know they're even asking those questions.
Yeah. Right.
You know, and so as a professional courtesy, I just reply back to
okay.
I think you said it's not our job to keep you.
No, it's up to them to inform me, and that's a big, especially since Justin left. Well, maybe Justin was part of the thing too. I didn't know a couple of things.
And the flip side being, if the engineering firm comes in and says, "Yeah, my client's okay doing blank," we take that at face value. If they say my client's good running out his enterprise rose bushes, okay, so
then
good.
We'll talk him into it.
And if he's not, figure it out.
Okay. So are we all on the same page at 9:57 in the morning? Not 9:58, but 9:57 in the morning.
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah. But I've thought that a couple times.
Yeah, right.
As you probably have as well.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. And you're satisfied with where we're at right now?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, because it's actually seemed like things moved forward a little more for the last, 6 months probably?
Yeah. I'll make your way on construction.
And even the last one was
now I'm
going to have been a good amount of progress even since then.
Now you got to do the boot to the butt with the engineer.
Yeah.
and that's your boot. That's your boot, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
And if Max has questions, give me a holler.
Yeah. He's good about that, but just not communicating with me for some reason.
Yeah.
It'd be great to get
plus, you can remind who's paying his bill.
Yeah, that would be helpful, huh?
Okay, so I believe that we're all satisfied where we're supposed to be at this moment in time. Okay. Tomorrow's another deal. Okay, good deal. Appreciate your patience and your coming in.
Well, thanks for your time.
Explaining things as clearly and as unheededly as you do. That's very appreciated.
Yeah. Well, you know, you invested a lot of time and effort into the county. So my mom was born here. I was born here. My grandpa was on most of the Illinois River before the Depression hit. So, you know, same old.
Yeah, no, appreciate it.
The one silver lining, pot's legal now. So these lots are probably worth three times what they would have been 2 years ago.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't going to plan on selling them then. I was just going to get them so I'd be ready. So when the market.
Yeah.
And now I'm afraid the market's going to go the opposite direction.
Yeah.
I don't think North Applegate will. There's always the marijuana growers.
Exactly.
South Slope.
The green lining and a bleak cloud.
Yeah.
The green line.
South Slope.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.
Okay. So, not part of the meeting, but I never heard back from the board on notices to people on Lakeshore for the closure. I sent you guys an email, saying, you know, the proposal I'm sending forward this Thursday, the proposal to close the Tower on the bridge. And I had asked the question, do you want to just go through the regular notice? Or do you want me to send the notice out to everyone that we sent the notice at a meeting?
And planning liaison says
say that the degree of separation, but public works is still sure.
Well, yes, I was saying it started with a P.
It did.
To me, I would say whatever you believe is the most effective way of doing and responsible way of doing it, let's get it done. I mean, to me, it's not.
I'm happy either way. I just didn't want to notice a Board of County Commissioners meeting differently without direction
right.
from the board.
Yeah.
Or
at least. You noticed everybody.
We mailed out for the public meeting several hundred flyers. And we had
we'll get there.
20 to 30 people show up to the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
We think we've addressed their concerns.
Okay.
But right. the question is, do you want me to send
How
out...
How did you leave that meeting? Did you give any expectation that you know the process will be this?
We just said we'll look into options because our hands were tied for the closure dates.
Right.
That was the biggest issue, was closing it in July.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And they said, you just move it back a month or so.
Right.
Great, because the blue-green algae hits and all
yeah.
that. And so we have two of the three regulatory agencies, no, actually three of the four regulatory agencies are already staying okay for August through October.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't got the last confirmation yet, but I want to say it's from there. No, Marine Fisheries.
Oh, okay. And they don't have a veto power on it. They were just...
They do, but typically they just defer. So we're not really uncomfortable with it at this point. But
their stuff isn't effective. You have to let the water keep going.
Yeah.
So that's not a big consideration. Well, that sounds good then.
So the question is, do you want... And it wouldn't be for this Thursday's meeting. It would be for Wednesday's meeting.
Right.
And I don't know if you'd want it this Wednesday if we send the notice out. Even if we send it out this Friday, that's still pretty short notice.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I don't know if this, one of the questions I'll ask this Thursday is, do we want it this Wednesday, next Wednesday, or the following Wednesday?
Who are you required to notice?
Just however you guys typically do your notices for your...
But you are, as public, are not required to notify anybody.
We're not required to notify anybody. We've just been trying to do a little hands-on there.
Who did you notify the first time?
Everyone that lives beyond Lakeshore Drive at that church. So Thompson Creek, Mullen Creek, Deer Creek, all these folks out there.
I think... Even though it's not going to cost you that much more time to send it to 400.
No, it's just a little card we email it in.
And I think that would probably be the best thing to do.
How about, and just my thought is, at Thursday's meeting, we bring it up officially. We'll do the notice out, and it has a meeting out 2 or 3 weeks later. You guys are okay with it. And then we can actually make certain to get that out with the
program. Yeah.
Because I'm still not certain that the three of you will want to move it to A1C meeting, and you won't know until Thursday. So I need to send a notice out and then have something not happen.
No, I think you. That sounds good.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
I agree with your plan. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Have a peaceful day.
Yeah. All right, thank you.
Thank you for your time, sir. I appreciate it.
Yep.
Glad to meet you again.
Hopefully we won't have to continue.
She doesn't want to be Mrs. Invisible.
Yeah.
She always calls me Gary anyway.
Yes, that's right. She calls me Bill, so don't feel bad.
No, I would take that.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Have a good day.
Oh, Simon?
Yes, sir.
I'm still recording it.
Oh, well, the reimbursement thing, since it was interesting about the reimbursement, it kind of caught me flat-footed. But I was going to approach you or Mr. Hacker. If it wasn't a monetary thing, could I just have like a debit card for future? Yeah. For some of my future costs, because I was looking at some of the costs that are going to come up through public work.
Right, again.
For their doing
certain
inspections, and then there's going to be a lot more.
Personally, I think it's a wonderful idea, and certainly it's worthy of consideration, that's for sure. For sure. Yeah.
You want to send us the request on that?
Yeah, I'll email it to you.
Okay.
I was thinking about it because... You know, county's so strapped anyway. It's just more of a frustration.
Yeah, no, I understand that.
You know, like you referenced in yours, the cost incurred for your engineer to modify or accommodate the widening of North Applegate Road. And I, you know, I can't pretend to be in those meetings, but that's an unfair consideration in my opinion. You know, I can certainly see how they want to put that out there, but it's just unrealistic in my mind. And if you have a rock, and like I was trying to illustrate, a field, you're going to make the accommodations for the widening of the road at least.
It's not going to be. That was one of my notes that was that Hopkins Public Works doesn't have to submit something showing that power is widening through my segment.
Yeah.
So why don't the engineers go out and say, look at what it looks like again, and say, oh man, we're going to have to dynamite that, move the whole ditch, and we're going to have to move this 25,000 volt power line. And,
or we're going to take the property owners along that and do that.
Or we could fill and pave on the other side of the road.
Exactly. Which is how the road got there in the first place.
Yep.
They took as much of the hill as they wanted or could, and they took the balance out of the field. That's right. Just what you do.
Yep.
So.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you again.
Bye.
Do you have anything else for this discussion?
No, sir.
It is 10:06, and this meeting is done.